Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about... Oh, by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Sometimes I get so excited about what I'm doing, I forget to tell you some of the basics, right? It's good to have you here, and especially since you're going to be glad you're with me, because we got Mary Cantando. Mary is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of WomanBusinessOwner.com, which is a nationally recognized consulting company that focuses on helping women. But today we're going to make her talk to us about guys too. We're going to make her wrap her arms around all of us today. By the way, she's the author of The Woman's Advantage, but guys, don't be, that's a book you and I can learn from too. But we're going to talk about, I'm going to call it some old school stuff. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. And I heard you say earlier the original social media. I like that. I like that a lot.
Face to face is the original social media, Mary. I've been reminding people about that since for over 3 years. Since people started going nuts over social media, you know, as we adopt it ourselves, as we use it ourselves here in my operation, I still remind people, you know, of what John Nesbitt reminded us about 30 years ago. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I, you know, like you, I am really into social media online, but you just have to remember this old-school stuff. You can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, one of the things I think that helps, that maybe would help people to not, as you say, throw the baby out, is remember that what we call social media, the new stuff, the new media, they're really not new rules. They're just new tools.
Exactly.
So when the carpenter got the pneumatic hammer, the nail driver, the fancy nail driver, he didn't throw away his claw hammer. There are times when you still need the claw hammer.
Exactly.
And so
you are so right.
So one of the things I know you want to talk about today are some ways that we can strengthen the relationship with prospects and let them understand our values and understand why they should do business with us and strengthen or maybe even recover customer relationships. What do you think?
Exactly, exactly. And some of those things, you know, if you think about it yourself, now, you may, Jim, receive a lot of handwritten notes from people, but it is really a dying art. And so when you do receive a handwritten note, it makes the person who's sending it really stand out mm-hmm. in your mind. It mm-hmm. really does. So I'm saying, think about sending a handwritten note to an existing client, thanking them for giving you their business, thanking them for your support. And what I don't want people to think about doing is sending a note with the old ABC on the front, you know, the name of your company stationery on the front. But really, think about sending a fun card, and particularly if it can be a card that says that you really know this individual personally. So it's somebody who's into voting.
See, so you're saying, you're not just saying write them a note. You're saying shop and browse and then write them a note.
I am saying send them a note that indicates that you know them as a person.
But I got to go shopping. But I got to go shop and browse for that note first, though. I got to go to Walgreens or Hallmark or somewhere and pick out a card first, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure I knew what the tasks are. Go ahead.
What's that?
I said, I just want to make sure I know what my assignment is.
Right. So if the person is into boating, you find a card that has a boating scene or has a fun little comic about somebody spending all their money or all their time on a boat. You just find out something about them, and you reflect that in the card that you send. So it's not going to be something they're going to say, oh, ABC company, read it, throw it in the trash. But they're going to take it, and they're going to take it home and show their spouse, or they're going to show the person in the office next door. And it's something that is going to be going to make an impression on them.
I like that idea a lot. And but here's one thing. Here's one qualifier I'm going to put on that, Mary. I have note cards that I had made for me that simply has my name on the front. And that way they know it's from me. It's a fold over note card, and it's handy. And if I hear somebody's sick, or if I hear somebody's having trouble with a family member, or I need to congratulate somebody, or I want to thank them for something, or sometimes I'll send them a gift and I'll put the card with it. That card that I have is handy. It's right there. I think about writing them a note. I dash it off, and I don't have to go do anything. What I'm worried about, I like your idea if you have the ability to do that, but what I'm more worried about for me is intending to do that and never getting around to going and shopping and browsing.
I agree with what you say, Jim, and
so it's not either or. It's not either or, it's both and.
Right, and I think it is probably five times more effective to send a personalized card with something that says you know what the person is all about.
Right.
I would say I think it's better to send one of those than it is to send five standard note cards.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And you can mix it up. And I'll tell you what else you can do. You can make that trip to the Hallmark or whatever and shop around and pick out a half a dozen. We've done that before. You know, sometimes I can't find a card for somebody I want. Or I can't find one, I find five.
Exactly.
And I'll buy all five of them. We put them in the drawer and then use them later on. So you can do that. But the main thing is when they see my hieroglyphics that I've actually scratched out with my own hand, Mary, that tells them, wow, he tried hard on this.
Exactly.
In addition to the sentiment, and it doesn't have to be long paragraphs, right? Just you could just be thinking of you, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the beauty of sending the card with the boat on it or whatever on it is you can say, Jim, saw this and thought of you, Mary. And that's it.
That's right. Hold on. Mary, give us your website, please.
Let's have them go to womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. Check it out, folks. The book is called The Woman's Advantage. And you can find out more about that there. Mary Contendo and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about reaching out and touching those prospects and customers. Stay with us. And I found out a little
too late. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.